Oh, that's the biggest one, you know. There's like it's the you have the two choices of fear and love. Well, you now you also have death and life, you know. It's the same thing. And death really the fear of death, I don't really know where it came from, but I know that it's so strong in our society and it's very strong in our religions, and that's why we have religion, I think, is to help us understand what happens after this life. But we're so consumed with staving off death. You know, we're so consumed with immortality and youth and living forever. And so, you know, if we can't deal with the death situation in our life or even approach it, which is something that I had to deal with a lot, David, early on in my life, not only my own death, but the death of my family and the death of a lot of people around me as I continued on in my life. So I suddenly began to realize that death was really not an ending, you know? It wasn't the, it was actually the beginning of something really great and new. And actually, when I saw my grandmother pass away, right before she died, she was filled with such light, and she offered such words of wisdom to me as she parted. And she said, "I'm going off into a new adventure. I can feel it." And you know, if you get in touch with your inner self or your inner life or the inner dialogue that's happening inside of you, you'll understand that there's a great, huge part of yourself that exists, actually a bigger, broader part of yourself and a wiser part of yourself. And it's energy. And it's intelligent energy, and you can call it spirit or you can call it soul. But you know, the point is that if you're afraid of death and you're constantly pushing death away, you'll never ever be able to get to the in touch with the bigger part of yourself, which is inside of your heart, which is inside of yourself. And it's the side of yourself that actually is eternal and is always present, you know, and it never dies. So when you begin to embrace death and really understand death and accept it, you can really accept life. Once you deal with a death situation, and a lot of cultures actually that we've lost this in Western society, and I'm sure you know this in your own studies, that death is celebrated, you know, throughout the world in many cultures. And it would be such a great thing to, I mean, I'll tell you one thing, if I pass on, I want everyone to be there celebrating and drinking and toasting to life and toasting to the afterlife, you know. I don't want people crying at my funeral for sure, you know.